Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 338 for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was softer on Tuesday, following the losses seen in the Chicago soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $3 to $6 lower, May down $3.40 at $454.90 per ton. Further downward pressure came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. Profit-taking on recent gains was also bearish. Traders were more interested in liquidating positions as the Canadian dollar is looking a lot firmer compared to month-ago levels. However, the need to keep weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding in Western Canada limited the declines. Concerns that European rapeseed production could be smaller this year due to lower yields and acreage also underpin the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybean futures were weaker, while wheat values were steady to slightly lower. Soybean futures in the U.S. were anywhere from 2 to 7 cents lower. May was down 6¾ cents at $9.71¾ per bushel. The market moved lower in reaction to reports of very large yields in South America and pressure from their advancing soybean harvest. Ideas that planting delays for corn in the U.S. Delta could lead to an even larger acreage increase for soybeans in the U.S. added to the bearish tone. Strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on prices, though steady demand was underpinning the market. Corn futures were softer in Chicago following the decline seen in soybeans. Prices were anywhere from half a cent to 2 cents lower, May down 1¾ cents at $3.83¼ a bushel. Slowing demand for U.S. corn and the large supply situation for the commodity also undermined prices. Further downward pressure came from expectations of good spring planting conditions in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, including Iowa. Though ongoing worries about delayed seeding in the U.S. Delta region helped to limit the declines. Wheat values were steady to lower after a day of choppy activity. Values were anywhere from half a cent to 2½ cents softer. May was down 0.75 cents at $5.27 per bushel. Better-than-expected crop ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop were bearish, as were forecasts calling for beneficial rain in the U.S. plains. However, ideas that the rain in the U.S. could be too little too late were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.